You are now listening to the Half Right Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @halfright_pod and Instagram at the Half Right Podcast. Most importantly, feel free to share with a friend and please subscribe. Now, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 3 of the Half Right Podcast. We are back with some more content and Elimination Chamber predictions for you. Big sister, how you doing this morning?
How you doing?
I'm good. You know, we've had some conflict in our schedules. Lakia, she's not very professional. She's always busy, has something to do. So, you know, but we're going to start doing this more on a weekly basis, you know. I'm just hoping that my sister could be more professional.
Of course.
Of course. Put it on me. Yeah.
So we've had like a lot of news since our Royal Rumble review a couple weeks ago. Like,
it's been crazy.
Dean Ambrose is leaving, supposedly. It's been announced he's not renewing his contract.
But do you think that's a work?
No. You know what? I thought it was a work until I watched Raw and saw him lose to EC3. From what I'm hearing, Dave Meltzer actually reported that there was supposed to be more to the Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins altercation on Monday night.
Right.
When he came out and said, "Slay the Beast."
Yeah.
Dean was supposed to say more, but he went off script and just said, "Slay the Beast." There was supposed to be more leading up to that.
Yeah, they said that he was supposed to talk more about
the Shield,
the whole thing with the
Roman.
Shield.
So I think from what I'm hearing is, there's I don't know how accurate this is, but I've heard that there's plans for once if Seth wins at Mania, which I think most people think is going to happen and needs to happen, that Roman and Dean will show up to help congratulate him. And that'll be like a cool scene for everybody seeing Roman again. And it'll be Dean's last WrestleMania for a while. And
yeah. I just find it interesting, though, because, you know, WWE, it's very rare that they announce things that are, you know, rumor-wise.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. But for anyone else that cares about someone leaving, Hideo Itami asked for his release.
And what did I say a couple weeks ago during the Royal Rumble predictions? I said Hideo Itami is the biggest butt in WWE history.
Yeah. Because he said that it was going to be time for him to go.
It's no fault of his own, though. I mean, injuries caught up to him. You know, and NXT grew bigger. Stars that were more interesting showed up. So it's no fault. I think Hideo Itami is a phenomenal wrestler. I just think his time with the WWE, you know, just didn't work out. And I believe he'll be good wherever he goes.
Yeah. Maybe he'll get another shot.
Yep.
Eventually. I mean, because, you know, there's so many people that go back to NXT. There's people that are on the current roster asking to go back to NXT. Because NXT, it's not just developmental, you know. It gives you a shot at having a full-out character. Where what happens is that when people come from NXT and they go to WWE main roster, because I know that NXT is a part of WWE, but I still see them as two distinct entities, you know.
Yeah,
because
agreed.
You have Triple H running this over here, and then you have Vince doing what Vince does, and while Triple H has a say, it's like Vince doesn't really have his hands in the pot of NXT. So the storylines and the action, and every time you watch an NXT show, it doesn't matter if you're an avid watcher or if you're just someone that watches it because you're watching it before the pay-per-view, like TakeOver, you're gonna get one hell of a show. And for people to ask to go back to NXT says a lot about the development and what they're doing right, but it also says a lot about there's such a stacked card now. So what is going to happen with all this overflow of talent that they're not utilizing correctly?
Yep. In other news this week, Jimmy Uso was arrested.
He sure was.
Yeah. This is not funny.
No, I'm saying, like, how ironic is it that here we have both Uso and Naomi on the match card. Both of them in championship matches. And this is what happens. I don't But the story says that Naomi was driving the wrong way on the street. Uz got out and squared up with the cops.
Because he was drunk, supposedly.
Yeah, so, I mean... But WWE didn't pull the plug on... But his brother, this happened to his brother not too long ago. Didn't his brother
get... His brother, I believe, was arrested for driving under the influence, I believe.
Okay, so clearly. Yeah, yeah. All right.
And I don't believe any consequences were given to his brother. The same thing happened to Jeff Hardy. I don't the WWE, they're usually kind of lenient on things like this. I'm pretty sure that he's been ripped backstage for
it. Of course.
But I don't see any cons. I don't think that we'll get to predictions later, but I don't think that they're going to win anyway. So
I don't think that this situation had anything to do with that.
Yeah. I think the result is still going to be the same, Miz and Shane, I believe, but yeah, we'll get to that later. Any other news you want to cover?
I do want to talk about, what do you think about the new title belts and the new championship that we have? I'll get to Daniel in a minute, but what do you think about R-Truth as U.S. champ?
I mean, I don't know. Doesn't do much for me. I don't know. I don't really have any. The reasoning to put the belt on R-Truth, I can't really find a good one. I'm happy for R-Truth because he's been such a constant figure in WWE, and he stood the test of time with the company. And, you know, I'm a fan of black wrestlers getting belts. You know, as a black man, I feel like there needs to be more people that look like us holding championships.
The big championships, though.
Yes. I mean, the U.S. title to me is a big championship, but it's kind of been watered down. Shinsuke didn't do much with it.
Yeah.
I feel like, and Rusev turning heel again makes absolutely zero sense. He was over with the crowd. People love him. People love Lana. And then you turn him heel again. I mean, it's a good thing if they plan on going back to Rusev and Lana, you know, of old. You get what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. It really doesn't do much for me.
And what do you think about the new WWE championship, the eco-friendly WWE title?
Perfect. I love it. Would I wear the shit? Hell no. But it fits Daniel Bryan's character perfectly. I think that, I mean, it's not an ugly belt. I mean, it's not a belt that's going to stay once he loses it. But, hey, it fits him. It fits his character. I love the pairing of him and Eric Rowan. I'm really starting to buy into him as this heel with Eric Rowan as his muscle.
I think it's interesting having Eric Rowan, and that Eric Rowan didn't come out back as like a jobber or something, you know?
I mean, I think it's interesting. I mean, I feel like Eric Rowan, this is his role going forward, though. He's never going to be a single star. But right. You put him next to somebody as muscle, he's perfect in that role, and that's okay.
Right.
But, you know, what did
we're
you
gonna
think?
We're going to be doing a future episode talking about the title belts, because I want to get your thoughts on not just, you know, this eco-friendly one, but also talking about, you know, the evolution of the belts when we had, like, the spinning title and then the classic one. So that's going to be coming in a future episode. So you guys stay tuned for that.
Next thing up is I just want to talk about Kofi Kingston. Let's give Kofi Kingston a round of applause for his performance on SmackDown Live in that gauntlet.
But for those that don't know what happened, the original lineup, we're getting into the predictions now. Okay. The original lineup for the Elimination Chamber for the WWE Championship was Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Jeff Hardy, and Mustafa Ali. What happened was that, oh, I'm sorry, Mustafa Ali and Samoa Joe. Mustafa Ali was injured. He got a concussion. Someone from the New Day, when I saw someone from the New Day, I was like, the only person that respectfully deserves to be in is Kofi. So I wasn't surprised to see Kofi.
I'm saying,
for this kind of thing, not saying that Big E doesn't deserve it, but respectfully, it had to go to Kofi.
Yep.
So Kofi replaces Mustafa Ali, and then they have this gauntlet match on SmackDown. And that was to see who was going to go in last, right?
Yep.
So Kofi started out against Daniel. He beat Daniel.
Clean.
And he beat Daniel clean. And then it moved on to what, Jeff Hardy?
Beat him.
He beat him. And then it moved on to Samoa Joe.
Beat him.
He beat him. Samoa Joe did what he did. And then the moment of all moments was when AJ Styles came out. AJ Styles came out and was like, Kofi, you know, we don't have to do this. You know, there's still a match. Basically, like, come on, man, save your energy. And Kofi was like, fight me. I've been waiting.
It's 11 years.
It's Kofi, man. When I think back to Kofi in a championship spot, I think to when he poured that paint all over Randy Orton's car. And he's had success since then, title-wise, but it's never been the same. So I will mention that I'm not surprised that Randy Orton did what he did. That was one hell of a RKO. I mean, he...
And wow. it also you know what else it does? It saves a future match between Orton and Styles because they didn't give us nothing. All they gave us was an RKO and a pin.
And they ended it. And another reason why they ended it, it worked out perfectly because timing-wise, the two of them could not have fought.
Yeah, no way.
There was no way that there was going to be a fight.
Did you see?
It was like 10 o'clock
after
already.
After the pin, the time thing, it went right off. It just cut right off.
Yeah, it was. I knew that I don't understand. I know that this is like, yeah, the storyline and stuff. I'm just saying, like, AJ Styles, come on. You knew that it was coming. It's the thing about Randy's RKOs now, when he comes from behind, he doesn't spin the person. You know, he literally, like, comes around and just, boom, body slams you.
Yep.
So I like how he always evolves the RKO. But who's your pick? Out of Daniel, AJ, Randy, Jeff, Kofi, and Samoa Joe.
I think we should start with the smaller matches and come back to this because I believe this is going to be the main event.
But I mean, since we're here.
I think we should come back to this. You see, guys, listeners, you see, she does not ever let me do things the way I want
to
do them.
All right. We'll come back to this one. Let it marinate.
Yes.
So when we come back to it, you got to have your decision ready.
I will.
Okay. Let's go to the Cruiserweight Championship. I'm pretty sure this is going to be on the pre-show. And it's Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa. And to say that I'm interested, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Me neither. I'm not interested. Can we just get off? I mean, I love Buddy Murphy. Akira's amazing, but...
I see the similar to when it was the Royal Rumble, how Buddy Murphy retains. That's what I'm going with.
Buddy, I'm with you, Buddy.
Okay. Now we have the Intercontinental Championship. We have Finn Balor in a handicap match with Bobby Lashley and Lio Rush. To say that I am sick of Lio Rush would be an understatement.
I think we all are. I think he's good on the mic, though. He's annoying. He does his. He plays his role well.
He does his job,
and he's good at it. But he's also a great wrestler, in my opinion, too.
No, he is. He is. He's a cruiserweight.
What? You know what? You know what would be cool now that we're on that top? Like, wouldn't it be cool if Bobby Lashley, like, I don't know why they don't use him with the cruiserweights enough and have Bobby Lashley come out with him and help him win matches on 205 Live? That would just be so funny. Like,
you want to know why? Because 205 Live isn't taken seriously. It would be great if one hand was washing the other. Like, I'm the cruiserweight champ. You're the intercontinental champ. I make sure that you win and vice versa. But because 205 Live is just like, you know, it's like a cricket kind of thing. People care more about NXT than they care about 205 Live.
Yep.
And 205 Live doesn't get the... There's so much talent that, again, this is what I'm talking about. Once you get over to the main roster stuff, like, NXT gets its shine. It gets its love. You don't see the same freaking matches every week on NXT. And there's a lot of people over there. A lot of them. They build it up. Like, if it's a recurring match, it's because it's a recurring storyline. You know what I'm saying? But everybody gets play over there. You look at 205 is like, it's unfortunately, it's washed up. That's what I think about it. I think it's washed up because no one, not to say that the fans don't care about it, but the lack of care from the fans comes from the lack of results from the higher ups. It's not presented to us in a way that's engaging or fun. It's just not.
I agree with you. By the way, our original guest picker, she's with us today. Brianna's listening. She's, you know, she's just here. Just throwing that out there. We're not going to have her pick this week. We'll have her pick again at Mania time.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah. She's going to have to do some research. She was totally wrong on both of the Royal Rumble matches. She was totally wrong on
both of them. But her reasoning was really good, though. You got to give her credit. If you guys didn't hear her reasoning, head over to episode one.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really good.
And subscribe while you're there, please. We really appreciate it. We're on all major platforms now.
Yes, we are. Where you can catch
your podcast.
And I'm going to be getting some stuff up on YouTube, so stay tuned for that.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we're going to be doing it. We're going to be doing at Mania. I decided that we're going to be doing Half Right Podcast hats. So be on the lookout.
I don't listeners, again, this is another decision that my big sister Lakia has made without consulting me, cuz I don't want to wear a fucking hat, so I don't think I'm going to put one on.
I'll get you a shirt. Okay. I'll wear a hat.
That'll work.
Balance out. I'll wear a hat, he'll wear a shirt.
Are we going to dress Malcolm too? Is he going to put on Half Right shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. Perfect. Great. Perfect.
He'll wear a hat.
We're both going with Buddy for the Cruiserweights, right?
Buddy for the Cruiserweights, but then I'm going to go. I don't think that Finn's going to win the championship.
Yeah, me neither. I think
it's going to be some bullshit.
It's going to be some bullshit, and Bobby will win. So,
yeah.
Bobby, I'm going with Bobby.
All right. Then we have this. We have a no disqualification match between Baron Corbin and Braun Strowman.
I'm so sick. Let me just get this out there. I'm so sick of this shit. I don't give a fuck about Baron Corbin. Braun Strowman, they have just ruined him. He went from being this unstoppable monster that he looks like a fucking goof now. The man should have had the Universal title by now.
Yeah.
I could give two shits about this match or who fucking wins. I'm gonna go with Braun Strowman because that's the way it should fucking be. But I don't give a fuck about watching this match.
But because it's a no DQ, you already know who's gonna come out. You already know. It's Drew. Drew McIntyre. And another thing, I don't understand why they keep putting Drew with people. You know, first he was with Dolph. You know, then that fell out. And I was like, finally, he's by himself, what he needs to be. Now that he's paired. First of all, Baron Corbin is not a bad wrestler. Don't get me wrong. He's good at what he does. But what pisses me off is that they still have him in this freaking suit. Okay, I'm over it. They still have him in this freaking suit, and he's just irritating. His whole I'm gonna go with Braun because I'm never gonna be in favor of Baron Corbin.
Yeah, me neither.
But I do think that being that it is a no DQ, that Baron has something up his sleeve, and Drew McIntyre will make an appearance.
I'm gonna go with Braun, and I agree with you. They need to take Baron out of that stupid ass get up that he's still.
They need
wrestling.
To put him back in his gear.
Yep.
If he's not going to be an authoritative figure anymore, put him back in his gear.
Yeah, take him out or get him some new shit.
Or get him something new.
Yeah, that take shit
him
is horrible.
Out of the, take him out of the damn pants and the vest. It's the vest.
So we're agreed on the first three matches. Yeah. What's next?
I think we're agreed on the first three matches because they're going to be kind of like, you know. Granted, the Cruiserweight match is probably going to be on the
pre-show. Yes.
All right. We got the Tag Team Championship match for SmackDown. First of all, shout out to The Revival, the new Raw Tag Team Champs.
Yep.
We talked about before how they were going to be asking for their release.
About damn time.
They got their shot, and they made the most of it, and they are now the champs. I was kind of sick of Roode and Gable. Not that Roode and Gable don't work well together, but I do prefer Bobby as a heel. So, shout out to them. But the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match is going to be McMiz. See what I did there? McMiz, The Miz and Shane McMahon versus The Usos. And based on the situation with Us getting arrested and whatnot, that has nothing to do with what I think is going to happen. I love The Usos. Of course, I would love to see them be champions again. But I'm gonna say that the champions are going to remain. I see something bigger for Mania.
I believe so.
The thing about pay-per-views like this in between, like Elimination Chamber and then next month there's Fastlane, is that there's really not much of title changes. It's a lot of filler matches and it's a marketing scheme to get people to subscribe to the WWE Network so that they will have access to WrestleMania. Honestly and truly, that's what it is. Because these matches, we know that, you know, for the who do you choose for SmackDown? You choose The Miz?
Yeah.
and Shane. So
yeah, I think that they'll retain.
So for instance, when we get to the Raw Women's Championship, we'll get to the whole situation in a second. But back to my point of, we know who's going to win. The Raw Women's Championship is Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott. Ronda's going to win. I don't know if Ronda's going to win clean, though.
I believe that there'll be some commotion with Charlotte.
There's gonna be something going on. And did you? But let's for those who do not watch and live under a rock and only watch pay per views. Okay, let's take a step back to what happened this past Monday night on Raw. Alfonso, do you mind if I explain?
No, go ahead.
Thank you. So this past Monday night on Raw, Becky appeared once again. You know, the first week she came, she punched Stephanie in the face. The second week, she slapped Triple H. Then this week, they're like, you know, you need to apologize. You don't apologize, you don't get your WrestleMania match. The whole thing of why Becky's doing what she's doing, she has this knee injury, and she needed to see a doctor. She didn't want to see a doctor, so they suspended her. The suspension was lifted. She was cleared by the doctors. Her WrestleMania match was on. So then she apologizes. She said the two words, and they're like, congratulations. You know, your match is on. Ronda comes out. Then here comes Vince McMahon saying, Becky, I don't know who you think you are or what you think this is or what you think you run, but I'm still that guy. And since I'm still that guy, you're not just suspended again. You're suspended for 60 days, which means you won't be returning until after...
Five days after WrestleMania.
And your replacement is none other than... fucking Charlotte Flair.
By the way, guys, let me just put this out there real quick, if I may. My sister, Lakia, she was so fucking mad. She was livid. She was so fucking angry. Like, this type of shit makes her blood boil. She was very upset.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I love Charlotte as a wrestler, but I am so sick of her having to be a part of everything.
Let me ask you what I asked you before, though. Do you really think Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch is going to have be better match quality-wise than Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch?
No.
Okay, then. And they're setting up a Becky win, in my opinion.
I know. And I also know that something's going to happen because I don't know if you saw, Becky already appeared at a live event and attacked Charlotte, even though they said she ended up re-injuring her knee. Although I don't really think the knee injury is real, but, you know, work it out. She's like, oh my God, my knee. So the way that they present Charlotte, and it goes back to, I really believe in what my boyfriend says of, you know, she's going to be just like her dad. She's going to be a 16-time woman.
Yep, I agree with that. That's why they've been doing all these quick changes.
Right. That's why. Because if you look at like Sasha, or even if you look at like Alexa, all these women at the current time that have been championed more than once, they have not had title reigns. And we've talked about this before of, you know, the men are holding these titles for 100 plus days. The only reason Ronda is holding this title right now is because there's this Mania thing. And plus, they're actually building her like she's a nicer version of Brock, right? She's nicer because she'll smile at you. Brock just doesn't give a shit. Yep. But Ronda, if she's losing, right, she's not losing a title match. And usually if she's losing, it's something that happened or she comes back the next week and does something else. So, I mean, like Ronda winning and having this title reign, I'm not surprised. That was the whole point of bringing her in. But since we're on the topic of Ronda Rousey, we can establish that it's going to be a triple threat match at Mania with Ronda, Becky, and Charlotte. Becky's going to come back. We can establish that. That's the whole setup. But back to Ronda, what they said about she could possibly be leaving after Mania for a little bit. And it's either going to be Becky or Charlotte. But I also see the girls on Raw saying that, oh, SmackDown girls are coming over to Raw and they're getting in on this title shot. I want to see what's going to happen next. Like, I want in on this. So could it be possible that Raw girls are going to go over to SmackDown? The rumor has it that Asuka's going to be defending her belt against Mandy Rose.
Ugh.
I'm not interested in
that. I love Mandy Rose. She's beautiful. She is bad.
That is worse than Carmella. That is, come on.
Oh, and I'm going to sidetrack a little bit. Did you also hear the rumor mail this rumor has it? Corey Graves has been having himself a fun time with Carmella.
Mm-hmm. Heard that.
Mm-hmm. They've been taking dance breaks. They've been having their own dance breaks.
But you know what's so funny is that he like salivates over Mandy Rose. So the fact that he's just directing his attention. Oh, I knew it was something going on with Corey, though, for the simple fact that every time Mandy came out, he was like having like a heart attack. And I'm like, this man is definitely married. What the hell is going on? But I'm surprised that it's Carmella. But shout out to their dance breaks if that's what's true.
Yeah. I feel like he's a piece of shit for cheating on his wife, but hey,
of course.
Whose business is that?
But also, getting back to Ronda Rousey. Ronda, they also said that if she were to take this break, it also sets up for, you know, the big deal that's going to be happening with Fox, which you've mentioned before about how someone like Ronda needs to go over to SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to do a whole different... Well, you know what? We're going to do an episode on, with the new Fox deal, who should be on SmackDown, what that roster is going to look like. So stay tuned for that. Now getting into the Elimination Chamber matches. For the first time ever inside the Elimination Chamber, there's going to be a women's tag team championship match with three teams from Raw and three teams from SmackDown. We have Nia Jax and Tamina versus Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan of the Riot Squad versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville versus the Iconics versus Sasha Banks and Bayley. Sasha Banks has been cleared. And finally, Naomi and Carmella. Who you got?
Sasha and Bayley, the Boss and Hug connection, are legit, and they will be, as they should be, the first ever. Well, not, you know, there was tag champs before, but shit, if we know, who the fuck were they? No offense, they paved the way. I respect that.
But I mean, WWE-wise, this is first.
I'm going to go with Sasha and Bayley. Nobody else deserves it more. Tamina and Nia fucking suck. No disrespect. Who the fuck are you going to put the belts on? Sasha and Bayley need to win. These are their belts to win. They need to be the first ever champs. There's no other way I see it going. I'm going with Sasha and Bayley. Sasha's actually been cleared too, so I'm going to go with Sasha and Bayley.
Yep. Now, see, I do like the name that they gave Nia and Tamina. What was it? The Samoan something.
The Samoan shouldn't be tag champs, whatever. I know that.
I can see them winning, though. So who's going in first? It's going to be Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville at first, right?
Yes, I believe so.
That's how it's shaped up. So I'm happy that Sasha was cleared. Very, very happy about that. The Iconics, when it comes to tag teams in general, no one has that tag team gel better than the Iconics. Because this is what they've been doing. So they do have that in their favor. Now, when Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville were talking about, you've never been inside an Elimination Chamber, blah, 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 Sasha Banks and Bayley have.
Yep.
So, I mean, you just can't say that is going to be that. But these tag team matches this past week that they had on Raw and SmackDown, I will say that they were very entertaining to watch. I like it. I like how everybody was getting tagged in. It wasn't just tag your teammate. I like how they did that. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this women's tag team division in general, because I think it's long overdue. We've been talking about this personally for a long time. So it's long overdue. But you're going to go with Sasha Banks and Bayley. I say that I would love Sasha and Bayley to win, but I'm going to go with Nia Jax and Tamina.
Yep. I'm going to have to go with Sasha and Bayley. I could also see the Nia and Tamina winning just so they could do a switch at Mania. You get what I'm saying? Sasha and Bayley. But I think it makes more sense. You want your
I'm also interested in seeing how this is going to work. Like, are the champs going to show up on SmackDown, depending on who wins, vice versa? You know, I'm interested in seeing.
I believe that the champs are going to float. That's in my opinion.
It sucks that they have to, but okay.
We don't need all those titles right now.
No, I'm saying we don't need all those titles, but I hope that in the way that they're floating, that it's something, you know, just not like, oh, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Like, the champ has to be present on both brands, period. That's definitely going to have to happen. But hopefully we'll be seeing more tag team matches. And it sucks that Ember Moon, because taking out, if we could take out somebody, it would have been nice to see Ember Moon and Natalya, because Ember Moon is one hell of an athlete.
Yep, and her. I would have liked to have been nuts.
I would have had liked to seen her in there with Natalya, because that was going to be her partner. But we'll see them down the line. I could see them teaming back up. So we'll see. Another thing with Sasha Banks and Bayley of why I don't see them becoming tag team champs is that although Charlotte and Becky are the, do you see them like throwing the four up at each other every time they interact with each other?
Bayley yes.
threw it up at. It's so cute. Bayley just threw it up. But Sasha and Bayley are two. They're still great singles competitors. So while they can float into a tag team, because if you think about it, eventually that means that Charlotte and Becky could eventually tag up and be tag team champs down the line if things, you know, are not where they want it to be as singles competitors for the championship. Yep. If there's someone else that comes in. So I think that they are a duo that will be able to float in and out. Do you agree?
Agreed.
All right. Now we're getting into the match that we started this all with. We're going to get right to the predictions of the second Elimination Chamber match. You said, do you think this is going to be the main event?
Yes. I don't see any other match that could go on last.
All right. Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Jeff Hardy, Kofi Kingston, Samoa Joe. Who's your pick to be WWE champ inside of the Elimination Chamber?
Just want to put this out there. Nothing would make my night more than seeing Kofi become WWE champion. That's who I'll be rooting for. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going to have to go with Daniel to retain.
Okay. You know who I would like to see win, though, other than Kofi? Samoa Joe.
Yes, I believe he's due Samoa for a Joe world title.
And the thing is that Samoa Joe, these past times, you know, leading up to Mania, he's been injured. You know, he's been hurt. So I would love to see Joe finally get to the main stage, but I wouldn't mind if he won the WWE Championship. I really wouldn't mind. Either way, it's going to be one hell of a thing.
Yes, I agree.
But AJ Styles, I really don't want to see the belt on AJ again.
Yeah, me neither.
I also heard that Randy could have another shot at it. Jeff Hardy is going to do something stupid. He's going to swanton.
Off of something
and daggone near kill himself.
He'll disappear for a couple of weeks and come back like nothing ever fucking happened. Like, oh no, so I Jeff didn't just Hardy, almost kill myself.
Jeff Hardy is going to do something to like...
I believe that's Jeff. That's what Jeff Hardy's in this match for. So he can do some Jeff Hardy shit and get eliminated.
True. He brings that high flying spirit.
That nut. But he's a nutcase.
But they also said what happened with Kofi on Tuesday
was planned for Mustafa. Yes.
But I mean, Kofi.
But I've also heard that the backstage officials were very impressed with the reaction that Kofi got on Twitter, and he had people buzzing.
It was amazing. Kofi's been
doing this for a long time. There's no superstar in my opinion who deserves to be a world champion more than Kofi Kingston.
But you know what? This will be a good time for him to win, because then if you want to set up a Kofi Daniel, throw some other people in at Mania, then it will be good.
Or even if you want to start a New Day split, Kofi winning the WWE title.
Do you think about the New Days as heels?
I love it. They've been heels before. They've been faces for a long time. The New Day is heels.
I think that Kofi winning, and then they turn into like his little minions in a sense. But then they get back into that title thing, the title picture, and then they, because if you think about it, if you have Kofi Kingston as WWE champ, and then you have Xavier Woods and Big E as tag team champs, and then you have that little conglomerate right there, it's kind of like a baby Shield if they turn heel.
Yep. I mean, I'll be real, you can also argue that as a unit, the New Day has accomplished more than the Shield. They have. They've been together longer.
They have.
They've stood the test of time.
They have. They've been together for a very long time. And it's so hard
for, they've been together since like 2015.
But you know what's so funny? When we saw them, we were like, this gimmick is not going to work. Because they had the whole church choir and it was like, here they go making a mockery out of, you know, our culture again.
This gimmick was supposed to originally have been something like of, you know, black people fighting for black power.
Basically like a nation of domination kind of thing.
Malcolm. What's going on, bro?
Can you give this to my dad for me?
I got you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Malcolm, you too. Hello?
Yeah.
That was just our cousin, Malcolm. He showed up to my door. He's walking home or whatever, I think. Yeah. He just gave me some money to give to his dad. My uncle. What are we on?
Talking about Kofi and New Day.
Yeah. I just think it's time to put the belt on Kofi. I want to see it happen. Even if he doesn't make it to Mania with the belt, please just give something to Kofi. Let him be able to say, you know what? For a month or for a week, I was WWE champion. I'm a Grand Slam champion.
Yeah,
I want to see Kofi do it tonight. Even if they don't let him take it into Mania, Kofi deserves it.
Because Kofi has so much, you know, he has so much buzz around him right now. This man is on fire. It would be very disappointing to see him not be able to take it all the way. Because who knows when Kofi's going to get a title shot again? Who knows when he's going to be in the picture again? But that fire that he had against
he may never get here again. This may be
when was the last time? It was in 2009. It's been 10 years.
Since we've taken him serious as a world champion. The fans are behind him. You're guaranteed, if Kofi were to become WWE champion tonight, it would be one of the biggest, it may be top 10 biggest pops of all time.
Definitely. Definitely.
For a man who's worked as hard as he has, even when he was in Money in the Bank, when he almost got to the briefcase, people genuinely love Kofi Kingston.
But they also know that Kofi has worked so hard
to be where he is. He's worked so hard.
And it's not just him working hard. Kofi is a phenomenal athlete.
Yes. How many bad matches have you seen Kofi put on?
Kofi is phenomenal. And, you know, I really wish that he would get his shine. But, you know, unfortunately in WWE, when you are African-American, you don't get these big
titles.
It's
time. It's February, Black History Month. It's time to see a Black world champion. It's been time. But if you want to pull the trigger, pull
that
it now.
That is what happens. Is unfortunately, let's be real. How many African-American people have you seen? I'm not talking about holding titles. You've seen them hold the Intercontinental, the U.S., even the World Heavyweight. But I'm talking about the face of WWE. How many Black people have you seen?
I can argue that the WWE champion isn't the face of the WWE, though, right now. It's the Universal Champion. That's the big title.
Yeah, but they don't get there either. But I'm talking about in general. The Universal title was just introduced recently. And I mean within, like, the past few years or so. The WWE title has been there. How many Black people have you known to hold it?
None. And there's been guys who can hold it.
There's been strong contenders. And not just like, and the thing about Kofi that I love is that he's not the Vince McMahon formula. You know, the Vince McMahon of I like the big guys. I like super duper powerful. Kofi is a cruiserweight.
Yes.
Kofi is a cruiserweight, but he's so agile in the ring. He's so talented, and he could go toe-to-toe with anybody. He has gone toe-to-toe. Look at his matches. Look at Kofi Kingston's career. We would love to see Kofi Kingston win. If Daniel were to retain, there's a lot of variables here. Daniel retaining would not be surprising. But if Kofi didn't win, I'd like to see Samoa Joe, but I'm going with Kofi.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan. I want to see Kofi, but I just don't see it happening tonight.
All right. Well, that wraps it up for this episode of the Half Right Podcast.
You want to come back? Well, we might be back tonight.
We are going to be back tonight.
Yeah, we're going to be back tonight.
Go over everything. And then going forward, we're going to be having an episode every single week leading up to Mania. I have a lot of ideas, a lot of fun stuff coming. So, Alfonso, you ready?
I'm ready.
Talked about it, but we're ready. So
we'll
it's been a lot
you.
of It's been a lot of scheduling conflicts, but we got everything straightened out. So.
And we'll be back tonight. So we out of here.
That wraps it up for another episode of the Half Right Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @HalfRight_pod and Instagram at the Half Right Podcast. Feel free to share with a friend and subscribe. Until next time, thanks for tuning in.